Blog Talk Radio.
So there's a word in the morning this morning from the book of Zechariah, the second chapter. We'd like to direct your attention to the first verse of Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1. And it reads, "Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked him, 'Where are you going?' He answered me, 'To measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and how long it is.' And while the angel who was speaking to me was leaving, another angel came to meet him and said to him, 'Run and tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of people and animals in it. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be his glory within him.'" And we want to preach briefly on this subject this morning: a city without the walls. A city without the walls. Great cities are not naturally safe places. The major danger was once attacked from an outside enemy. And that's why cities of old had walls that surrounded them so they could enjoy a sense of protection. And if you're able to go to a foreign country, you'll often see segments and ruins of these ancient walls that are still standing. These walls had gates that travelers and trade used to pass through. And the most notable of these walls of protection is the walls that guarded the Chinese border, and it's called the Great Wall of China. This wall stands 30 feet high and is broad enough to accommodate a column of soldiers. And it's so massive and out of the ordinary that it's been described as one of the seven wonders of the Middle Ages. It was built as a defense against invaders. So when we look at our text this morning, Zechariah prophesied at the time when Jerusalem was being rebuilt following the great national calamity of 587 BC, when foreigners came to the holy city of Jerusalem and carried away their sons and their daughters as slaves. And this tremendous reversal of fortune gave rise to one of the most sorrowful cries known to human history. The former sons and daughters of Jerusalem pondered the pain and heartbreak of their plight by the canals that ran through the land of their captivity in a homesick tongue. They said, "By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and we wept when we remembered Jerusalem. They that carried us captive required of us a song. But how can we sing the songs of the Lord in a strange land. So our text, we find that the national humiliation is over.
Yes.
So it's all things, be they good or bad, do pass away. As we know, life is an uneven journey. As a matter of fact, life in a way is a wheel. And if you stay on it, then down, eventually you're going to find yourself up. So the captivity is past, and there's been a dramatic shift in international politics. So at this point, the prophet Zechariah speaks of a vision of a young man who has a measuring rod in his hand and who seems on his way to do some measuring. Where is he going? He's going to measure the dimensions of a new city with a view of laying out a plan for the building of a wall of protection around this new city. They had plans that they wouldn't have to deal with invaders anymore. They had plans that they were going to protect themselves from being carried away to weep in another land. When they erected this wall, they had determined that no longer would they be caught off guard. Because it's natural for us to protect the cities of our affection. What I mean is natural for us to protect those things that are of great interest to us. We would like to protect our feelings against betrayal and we're leery of making friends and trusting others.
Amen.
Because we don't want our feelings to be hurt. It would be unreasonable to suggest that we shouldn't try to protect our interests. But at the same time, we can never really protect and shield our interests. That our loved ones in such a way where they're truly safe. We can't build a wall high enough. We can't build a wall wide enough. We can't build the wall deep enough to permit us to enjoy this protection. But look at our own children. We want to protect man and man. More often than not, we're guilty of overprotecting them. And by overprotecting them, we either drive them away from us or make them too weak to deal with the world on the world's terms. But we have to learn to turn them loose if they're ever going to make it. That theme, that demonic theme, the eagle stirs their nest, is taken from Deuteronomy. And we're told how that mother eagle senses when her eaglets have been in the strange world of the eagle nest too long. So she takes them out one by one and places them on her back as she soars through the snow-covered mountain peaks. And when she reaches the summit, she swoops down, and in her swooping down, the eaglet that's on her back falls off the back and begins to fall. And if the little eagle falls too far, the mother comes and swoops and gets the eagle, puts it back on so that he will learn how to fly on his own. And that's how we have to deal with our own children. We can't build a wall around them. We have to learn how to let them interact with the world and trust and how we have trained them. We can't even build walls around our husbands and wives or even ourselves. We can do little to protect, to defend others and ourselves. So this is true also of other things that are near and dear to our hearts. We love our church, but we can't keep people from saying other things about us. And we, the black people in America, have heroically struggled in this land against great odds. And we would wish that the people of this country would appreciate and applaud our resourcefulness. But sadly, there are those in this country who never fail to put us down and denigrate our community. So every now and then, God has to move in this country to let this country know that we're here. And we play a vital part in its existence. We realize that a wall can't be erected to prevent bigots and racists from downplaying and discounting the unbelievable achievements that we have made by the help of God. So you ask, well, Pastor, how do we as a people defend ourselves? Well, in this age in which we live, we have to understand that our spiritual undertakings and are done by spiritual-minded people. And those who hate us and hate all of us are not spiritual-minded people. Amen? In order to have a spiritual, motivated enterprise, you can't use the same weapons as your hateful enemy. In other words, you can't use hate to fight me. You have to do this spiritually. I wish I had some help. You can't be carnally minded or self-oriented or flesh-bound or ill-fit. No. Those weapons are prohibited to the children of God. Those lies, cheating, slandering, and plotting and manipulating are areas that are holes to the children of God. It would be easy to try to be hate with hate, but in order to get the victory, you can't do that. Amen. And it doesn't mean that we as children of God are not defensive. It doesn't mean that the Lord's followers are without protection. But let the word be known that whoever touches harmfully the Lord's anointed, touches with ugly and destructive hands the omnipotent God himself. When you're on God's side, God has your back. When you're on the side of the Lord, no matter how insurmountable the odds may appear to be, when you're hooked up with God, eventually you're going to get the victory. Tell you what, God will defend, and if necessary, he will destroy. And I would rather have my hand cut off than to raise it against the Lord's purpose. I would rather have my tongue plucked out of my mouth than have it be employed to try to block the purposes of the everlasting God. You see, God's purpose, they ripen fast, and they unfold every hour. This is a new circumstance. This is a time when we're commanded to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Better see while we do the best with what we can, the weapons that we have, our mind, our experience, and our judgment, and our God-given gifts. And even being denied the tools of the word, the Lord will make perfect that which concerns us. So here, Zechariah is more telling us in contemplation of this new city of Jerusalem that walls were not intended to be its defense. It's going to be a city without walls. And this was a strange concept that cities without walls were unknown in ancient times. It's only been recently where, by the creation of large countries with common interest, that cities haven't been built with physical walls. But if you look closely now, there's a great spiritual audacity in the thought that a new city would not have walls. You knew about what I was 4 years ago. Somebody was hollering about they won't build a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it. That was a lie. And Mexico told them so they weren't going to pay for it. So he tried to build the wall and tried to keep those that they wanted to step on, the Latino people, the black people who were different from them, they tried to build a wall. And you know how tight it was. It looked like it was going to come back. Amen. Reflect back to the beginning of this year. We put our hopes on Joe Biden winning the White House. But it looked kind of dim back in February. He was losing friends. Amen. The other Democratic candidates, it seemed like they couldn't gain anything, but somebody prayed. And he got his second win in South Carolina, where our black brothers and sisters moved despite the awkward circumstances and rescued his candidate. Amen. In every urban city that the power that be tried to erect walls from to keep us out of the mainstream of this country. Isn't it funny how election day and after election day, those urban areas began to ring out and say, no, we don't want the status quo. We want something different. We want to live in a country where we're represented. We, and as a matter of fact, we want to live in a country where there are no laws. Amen? And it took a while. So normally, election day, you find out who the winner is, but God had it on the clock. He was allowing it to simmer for a while to let you know who was in the church. You got some will holler about ain't going nowhere, but that ain't God. God let us know yesterday, that thing is going to come. We're going to have a city without water. Now, tell you with this to go. When man tries to erect the wall, that wall really doesn't offer any defense. No, it was practical, but political history bears me out that even the Great Wall of China wasn't enough to keep enemies out of the country. So one day they bribed the guards, and the guards allowed the enemy to come in, and that's the Great Wall of China. See, we can't protect on our own or our dearest brother. We can't prevent the hands of the bees or prevent the swift blows of accidents to protect those that we love. But even those that we love, they have to take the blows and face their temptations and cry their own tears. But I tell you what we can do. We can ask the Lord for fulfillment of his old promise, and we can lean and depend on that promise. Just lean and listen to Zechariah say that the Lord will be a wall of fire around the city. You don't have to worry about protecting yourself. We serve a God who will be protecting them. And he'll surround us with his fire. And you see, there's something special about the fire of God. The world can't put it out. Amen. No matter how hard they try, they can't put the Lord's fire out. I wish I had some help up in here. Because I think Jeremiah told us that I can't keep my peace because it's like fire shut in the bone. You know how it is. When you're going through a hard time and it feels like things are not going your way, it's just something stirring on the inside. That little fire that God sends that warms you up and reassures you that everything is going to be all right. Do I have enough witnesses here? You know that you know the folks who are telling you out, but that little fire was stirred. That prayer wheel was turned and let us know that everything is going to be all right. I want that city without a wall. I want to be protected by the wall of fire that God provides. Do you know him? Isn't it all right? Somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Lord, be a wall around. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands. A city without walls. Don't try to protect yourself. Enjoy the protection that the Lord provides. He says he's going to give you walls of protection with his fire. And then listen to Jesus. Say, Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of the word. We know Jesus. And we know Jesus is faithful to his word. And no matter how trying the time may be, somebody say, God is faithful to keep us and provide for us. That's the serious one. And let us know that not only are we going to make it today, but if we're blessed to see tomorrow, God will be with us. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And amen again, how good the Lord is. Let us pray. Eternal God, Father, and we thank you for this opportunity to worship and to praise your holy, righteous name. And we thank you, Lord, for the protection that you brought up for God, who were easy children. Thank you for that wall of fire that you placed around us to protect us from those who will hate on us from the enemies, to protect us from those who will try to defeat and defile us for no reason. Thank you, Lord, for the protection that you provide. Thank you, Lord, for the provisions that you provide. Thank you, Lord, for the insight that you've given us to not get discouraged, but to trust in you. We thank you, Lord, for hearts that you have cleansed. We thank you, Lord, for mouths that you have given us to praise your holy name. And Father, bless these who are present. Bless those who heard by the airway, and bless this place called Blessed Community. We ask these blessings all in the blessed name of Jesus. And for his sake, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the child of God, say amen.
Amen.
What the Lord is, and yeah, we want to thank you tonight and all of you for coming out and worshiping here with us and blessing your name. It's our prayer. That the Lord has blessed you with the word that will sustain and provide what you need this week until we begin. Amen. Amen. I the Lord here at this time. We're well, in the before our tribes and offering, and as we pass to come, as we render to the Lord a portion of what he has provided for us. Amen.